K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the PPBD edition of this podcast, another Purple Project podcast daily coming at you right now, postcast edition, focusing on volleyball as I'm recording this on what has been on a wet Monday, folks, October 24th, 2022, folks. K-State volleyball over the weekend, a couple of individual milestones were hit for this volleyball team, but the big picture, we lost to Baylor in Bramlage on Saturday afternoon, 3-1. But Elena Baca, who was tapped in this game, a career best 20 kills in this game, and her 7th double-double of the season right there, and added 13 digs. And then, of course, I briefly mentioned this in the last postcast, I believe. But Lauren Hinkle, senior, the overlook player on this team, Lauren Hinkle, the senior, hit the 100 career ace mark in her career here at K-State. So we already had one player already. That was Mackenzie Morris early in the year hit that, who joined the 1,000 dig career mark at K-State. Well, here's another one for you. Lauren Hinkle joins the career ace triple digits mark over the weekend, but it's all for naught. And of course, to add on here, Hinkle did complete 50 assists in this game, the highest output she put down going back since the 24th of September. That's last month. And she added 8 digs in this one as well. Shelly Myers and Aaliyah Carter. Aaliyah Carter continues. Was that? yeah, I'll be checking on that later. Aaliyah Carter continues to really rally player best volleyball here at the right time for her. Part of that big three that I've nicknamed some of these best players on this team: Elena Baca, Sydney Boulding, and Aaliyah Carter. Back to her real quick. Myers hit 269. Over the weekend, Boulding also led the way with a 500 clip, 7 kills and 9 blocks. 10 to 9 kills each. Carter had 9 of those kills. Myers had 10 as well. And speaking of Mackenzie Morris, she led the team. This was a match-high 18 digs in this one as well. The junior Morris has tallied now 17 or more digs in the last 3 matches the Case has played. Molly Ramsey posted 7 digs of her own for the Cats in this one. Baylor with the win in 4 sets. Now 16-4 overall, 5-2 in the Big 12. K-State now, after dropping, well, they took actually the first set of this match. So they started off really good in this match there, and then Baylor just turned it up. After the fact, the first 2 sets went to extras there, with K-State winning set 1 30-28, and then Baylor battling back there 29-27, missed opportunity. How many times have I said that here, containing the women's volleyball here in this fall semester for K-State volleyball? 29-27, K-State falls in set 2, and then both set 3 and set 4, same scores. Baylor 25-23, there to seal the deals in both of those as well. Coach Frisch after the match there saying, quote, "We are disappointed in the results. I thought throughout a good portion of this game we played well. However, the difference is in the details when it comes to 1 or 2 point sets. The result part is hard to swallow, but we were competitive enough and more consistent than the last couple of matches. It was overall a more focused effort on our parts. And then, of course, we can't go without mentioning Elena Baca here from Coach Fritz. Career high 20 kills for the transfer from St. Mary's, who's been, again, outstanding. Cool, I thought we were really good on the left overall. Shay and Elena did a tremendous job. Elena has been attentive to how to generate more kill production You have to be creative and open to possibilities in order to get that output. She has really been attentive and working really hard. And then kind of put a book in. Lauren Hinkle, again, Coach Fritz mentioning her in her 100th career ace on Saturday afternoon. Quote, I thought Lauren was making good setting choices when she had those opportunities. Her overall complete game is good. She has been excellent server even before becoming a setter. That achievement is very exciting for her, end quote, there as well. So, yeah, despite you getting individual production there, and I think this is one of the best, even though the loss stings here, I think this was one of the more complete games for K-State Vault Women's Volleyball to this point, really. I mean, it's right up there. So, definitely, you know, this moving forward, you hope we can build on this. Yes, you don't get more victories or more losses. You heard me say this time and time again on the Purple Project podcast. But again, I mean, yes, you lose another conference game, but you think, hopefully, you know, K-State, there's a few more conference games out there that this team can grab as well here as I back up here. Excuse me. The Wildcats collected 60 kills, the best of any of their four set matches this season. K-State hit 239 while keeping Baylor 229 in this match. Yes, well, Baca top the game high, 20 kills in this match, a career high there as well. And for Baca, this was the eighth time she's led the team in kills here in 2022 as well. Baca also moved up her career best in points, 21.5 as well. So individually, they're stacking it up as well here. And of course, their next match on Friday night against Texas at home. And I believe last time Texas was number one in the country here, and they still are number one. They just played this Texas team not too long ago and got swept in Austin. We'll see if they can kind of, you know, turn up tables a little bit on this Longhorn team as they come into Bramlage, ranked number one in the AP volleyball poll there on Friday night, 6:30 at Bramlage. I am actually going to be calling the, once again, I got the call up again for the homeschool Manhattan Eagles. I'm going to be out there at more on this coming up later on this week. But yeah, I got the call up yesterday. Again, the people over there who run the homeschool football team for Manhattan Eagles to do a good. Obviously, they've been good for a while, for the last couple of years. But I know they've been kind of starting to scratch a little bit. So, but yeah, I'm ready to get back in the saddle a little bit. Here, I'm gonna be doing some PA. I'm doing the PA announcing for this senior night game out there as well. So overall, I'm looking forward to this 3-day weekend. Weekend here, as yours truly is going to be celebrating another birthday. I'm looking forward to the weekend, obviously there as well. And as a result of, since it's Friday, yeah, I'm going to be cutting my work day short. I worked sun up, sun down, and I'm taking a trying to figure out when I'm going to get off. What time I want to be off on Friday. I don't want to cut it too short. More likely thinking more possibly 3-ish somewhere in there and not work until like 5:30 or something like that. Yeah, so there's something there out of key in mind. So yours truly, we'll be out there at Fairmont Park in Manhattan on Friday night with the senior night game homecoming anyway, senior night for the Manhattan Eagles. Once again, I'm back there. Didn't do it last year because I was doing football for Rock Creek. So did not have that opportunity to do it because I was already tied up with calling Rock Creek High School football games last year. And now with the scheduling open up this year, for whatever reason, that opened me up to do this. So I got the call again. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And K-State welcoming Texas, number one team in the country. Yeah, we'll see what they come up with on Friday night. And oh, by the way, folks, here as we close out the Pro Project Podcast Postcast Edition, folks, on this show, again, stay tuned for new K-State content here this week. And of course, you can go back if you have not listened to the two weeklies that we dropped last week between me and my co-host Alex Aiden in a first ever crossover edition. Definitely want to check those out. I know we lost the game, football game over the weekend there due to a crazy amount of injuries, which I'm still baffled about. You're coming off a bye week, Aaron. Your star players are getting dinged up there. So I don't know what's going on there, and maybe I'll definitely have a rant about that. But anyways, this is the Volleyball Postcast. I'm going to wrap it up right there as well. A lot more to come here on this podcast, folks. K-State losing to Baylor in 4 sets, 3-1 there. And now K-State, folks, is 3-5 in the conference play. And now their record overall drops to 12-9. Eddie Greer, stay tuned for more coverage right here on the Purple Project Podcast.